يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر
الله سبحانه وتعالى tells us in the Quran والفجر وليال عشر. He takes an oath, and whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath by something, it shows its importance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directing our attention to it so that we may pay attention. And He swears by al-fajr, the early morning, a time that is very important, that is filled with blessings, a time that we need to take advantage of. And he says, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, and he takes an oath, and he swears by the 10 nights. And most of the mufassirun, they say that these 10 nights is referring to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ, that your Lord, He creates that which He wants, and He chooses from that which He wants. So Allah chooses from the messengers whom He wants, from the angels whom He wants, from the time that is most beloved to Him, from the month that is most beloved to Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose these 10 days as the most beloved days to Him. The last 10 nights of Ramadan are the most beloved nights, and in it comes Laylatul Qadr, which is the best night without any doubt. But these 10 days are the best 10 days. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in a hadith that is recorded by Imam al-Bukhari and others, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ, that there is no days, الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهِنَّ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشَرِ, that there are no days in which the good deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So the companions asked him, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and even striving in jihad, the real, the true jihad for the sake of Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, not even that. إِلَّا رَجُلٌ خَرَجَ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ وَلَمْ يَرْجَعْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بِشَيْءٍ, except a man who goes out with himself and with his wealth, and he does not come back with anything. He spends it all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has chosen these days, and the deeds during these days that we do, no matter how small, are the most beloved deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is another opportunity for us to step up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us Ramadan, and we all experience this iman boost during Ramadan because the angels are chained up. How can a person not step up during Ramadan? But what usually happens after Ramadan is we experience that dip. And it's only natural because nobody can keep up the pace that they maintain in Ramadan. It's impossible. But we get another opportunity to improve ourselves, to increase our ibadah, to take our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the next level. And in these 10 days comes the fifth pillar of Islam, which is the Hajj. It starts on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah. And on the 9th is Yawm Arafah. In the Sahih of Ibn Hibban, he recorded a hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best day is the day of Arafah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He comes down to the sama' of this dunya, to the heaven of this world, in a way that befits His majesty, and He boasts to the angels. And He tells them that, look at the people of earth. They're disheveled, they're dirty, dusty. They've come from all over the world, and they want My mercy. They're hoping for My mercy, and they fear My punishment. And He makes them bear witness that He's forgiven all of them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that on this day, on Yawm Arafah, is the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala releases most people from the hellfire. There's no other day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala releases people from the hellfire than this day. And then on the 10th comes the day of Eid, Yawm al-Nahr, the greatest day of Hajj, because in this day, most of the rituals of Hajj is performed. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this virus from the face of the world, so that we can go and perform the Hajj again. So we need to get ready for these 10 days. We just can't enter into it just like that. But we need to get ready by making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tells us, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That turn back to Allah. Not the sinners, but every single person, because we all make mistakes. That's part of our nature. We make mistakes. So turn back to Him so that you can be successful. Because when we commit sins, it has a negative effect. It brings about negative consequences. It puts a barrier between us and Allah. So we want to break down this barrier by turning back to Allah. So that when these 10 days come, which might be tomorrow or the day after, we can push ourselves. And it will be easy. We can enjoy it. And we also make the intention that we're going to take advantage of these 10 days. We're not just going to sit around, but we have that decision. We make that decision. We have that commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. That those people who strive for our sake, Allah is emphasizing that if we do this, then لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, we will guide them to our way. And Islam is such a beautiful religion. There's so many ways that we can draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these 10 days. But one person cannot do everything. So the things that we can focus on during these 10 days are, number one is dhikr, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He tells us in the Quran, وَيَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ, that remember Him during the appointed days. And the scholars, they mentioned that the appointed days are these days. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in a hadith, that مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أَعْظَمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَلَا حَبُّ إِلَيْهِ الْعَمَلُ فِيهِنَّ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشَرِ. That there are no days that are greater with Allah, that the deeds are more beloved to Him than these 10 days. فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ التَّهْلِيلُ وَالتَّكْبِيرُ وَالتَّحْمِيدُ. So do a lot of tahleel. Say a lot of La ilaha illallah, a lot of Allahu Akbar, and a lot of Alhamdulillah. Do a lot of dhikr. And this was the practice of the companions. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu and Abu Huraira, they used to go to the marketplace and they used to do the takbir. When these days start, as soon as it starts, the time for takbir al-mutlaq comes in. The unrestricted takbir, where we can say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. We can say it night and day, anywhere we are, while we're driving, while we're sitting with people, while we go to the market, while we go to work, we can say this. And this is something that we can consider, it's like an abandoned sunnah. How many people practice this? And this weekend and these days, we have the Euro Cup coming and the NBA Finals. I'm going to be gathering and watching. This is a time to take advantage. We're sitting there, we're sitting with our brothers, and people are sitting with their sisters. And we can utilize this time. We can remind one another to take advantage of this time and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also a time to step up our relationship with the Quran. Khabbab ibn Arat, he said to a person, that draw closer to Allah by any means necessary. Do whatever you can. But know that there is no deed, or there is nothing that you can draw closer to Him that is more beloved to Him than His speech. The Quran is the greatest form of dhikr. And another thing we can do is we can fast during these days. It is highly recommended that we try to fast during these 10 days. It's not these 10 days, but the first 9. And especially during Yom Arafah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever fasts the day of Arafah, for those people who are not in Hajj, then this will forgive their sins for 2 years, the previous year and the upcoming year. So we need to make sure that we, if we miss every other day, we can't miss this day. And another thing we can do during these 10 days is the udhiyah, the sacrifice for the sake of Allah. We can do it on behalf of ourselves and also on behalf of those people that are beloved to us. And even those of our family members and relatives who have passed away, we can also offer a sacrifice for the sake of Allah on behalf of them. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. So my dear brothers and sisters, this is a golden opportunity that has come to us. And we are alive and we'll enter into these 10 days while still being alive bi-idhnillah. But we need to make sure that we take advantage of these days. And we need to look at our days and our schedule and what things we have planned, and look at the time where we're free. And have that intention set that during these free times, I'm going to utilize it the best way that I can for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever I am, I'll make sure I'm at least doing something. And the easiest thing to do is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is one of the most beloved deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It cleanses the heart. And when the heart becomes clean and becomes pure, what is the heart's response? It naturally gravitates towards doing more. It yearns to do more. It wants to do more. But if the heart is hard, then it's difficult to do more. A man came to Hassan al-Basri and he told him that, you know, I complain to you the hardness of my heart. Now remember, Hassan, he's part of the second generation. This is the time, the closest time to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And a man is coming to him and complaining to him about his heart being hard, that he finds hardness in it. So Hassan rahimullah, he told him that adhibhu bidhikr, that melt your heart with the remembrance of Allah, with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength and ability to take advantage of these 10 days, to push ourselves and do the best.
الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم.